Let's take a break from the news and go over to the produce aisle, shall we? You may have noticed that there are more mangoes there than ever. The fruit's in season in many parts of the country, but it's also just plain in, although intimidating, maybe, if you didn't grow up with mangoes. So we turn to Here Now's resident chef, Kathy Gunst, who's in the studio with us. Kathy, why can mangoes be intimidating to people?
I think people can't figure out how to cut them. Mm. So maybe we should just start with that.
Let me just
say that mangoes are a staple in much of the world. They're native of Southeast Asia. They actually belong to the cashew family. And if you look at
cashew?
Yeah. Oh. So what do you do with a mango? Here's the thing. Think of a peach. You know how there's a pit in the middle? Well, in a mango, there's an even larger pit right in the middle. Mm-hmm. So what you want to do is take your knife and cut down one side of it, scraping right up against the pit. Mm-hmm. Pull that side off. Do the exact same thing on the other side. And then you have what's in front of you.
Right. It's like a half mango.
Well, it's half of the mango. And what I did was I made a tic-tac-toe board. I cut 1, 2, 3, 4 slices one way and then the other way. And then what you do, Robin, is you just push it from the skin and the cubes pop out.
It's like a yellow ice tray.
Yeah, yellow, orange, this mango color, so beautiful. I have to admit my ignorance. I didn't realize that there was a very specific mango season, and I did start seeing them everywhere. They will be around all summer.
Well, I should say, the mango that you held up is yellowish. I've seen them like more greenish.
The color of the mango doesn't tell you very much. They often start as green, and as they ripen, they develop more of a red and yellow and orange. The way to tell if a mango's ripe is much like an avocado, a gentle squeeze. Mm-hmm. It should yield. It should feel soft. And then you know you've got a ripe, juicy mango.
Okay.
I also wanted to just say that they're quite famous in India. India's famous for all these varieties, most of which we never see here. And Madhur Jaffrey, the wonderful Indian cookbook author and actress, wrote a beautiful memoir called Climbing the Mango Trees. And in it, she talks about being a four-year-old perched on the mango tree with all these other kids in her grandfather's orchard near Delhi. And she describes how the older kids would climb up higher. They'd grab a mango, peel it, pass it down to the little kids who would dip the slices in salt, pepper, red chilies, and toasted cumin.
Mm.
How fabulous a childhood memory is that?
Well, I'm just eating my cubes out of the half
your cubes.
And I'm traveling. I feel like I'm going someplace.
It's really, it's a tropical fruit and it does take you on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
So the number of things you can do with a fresh mango is huge. You can go sweet. You can go savory. You can go spicy, you can go mild. So I made you a mango salsa.
Oh boy.
And then I grilled shrimp, and it is a wonderful pairing. We have big cubes of juicy mango with some tomatoes, some chili peppers, some cilantro, and lime. And then I just grilled whole shrimp with a little brush of olive oil and lime juice. And great, easy, fast summer dish.
Wow. I mean, suddenly the mango that I was eating that was kind of like a flat peach, suddenly. Whatever you did.
Yeah. It's really about the mango, but lime juice really brings out the flavor of the mango. And I love the cilantro with it and a little bit of the chili peppers. So that's a savory possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Next, let's go to the popsicle.
Okay.
I made you a popsicle.
Yes, you did.
Swimming, see if you can pop that right out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I took a mango. I cubed it as I just described. I threw it in a blender.
Mm-hmm.
I added some yogurt and lime juice. And that is what I froze. And it is an instant, delicious, healthy, creamy popsicle.
And you could do other things with it, I'm thinking. You could put a little liqueur or something.
You could do that. You could also add a little bit of chili pepper and make it like a first course popsicle. It's very cool and very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, it just goes to prove that three ingredients can really turn into a recipe.
That was delicious. As you say, you know, have it on a hot day in the popsicle form, but also serve it with something savory.
Exactly.
Now, what is this? I can't
wait. This is a meringue cookie. Meringues are whipped egg whites with sugar. I made a dip in the cookie right before I baked it. I used the back of a spoon. And I made a mango, orange, lime curd. Think of a lemon curd. Maybe you've had a lemon
curd?
Tart.
Yeah.
A curd is made with fresh fruit and butter and sugar, and you just cook it for a few minutes, and then lots of egg yolks, and it thickens, and it can be used spread on toast or butter cookies, but inside that meringue, huh?
Oh, man.
Isn't that like like meringues are very neutral, so filling it with this really vibrant mango, lime, orange curd, I'm really, really into that.
But you mentioned different varieties. So do we know what they are? Can we shop that way?
Absolutely. When you go to a supermarket, you will see hopefully more than one variety of mango. Depends where you shop. The most common variety in the U.S. is something called Tommy Atkins, primarily grown in Florida. Mild, sweet, firm flesh with this beautiful dark red blush. But again, it starts out as green and yellow, and as it ripens, it becomes a darker red. You can also look for a honey mango, which is very creamy and smooth without a whole lot of fiber. There's something called the Hayden, which is an oval shape, again, less fibrous. I'll have all these varieties on the website, but experiment because they all have a slightly different flavor.
Hmm. And you know what I'd like to say? If a mango is your native fruit, somebody listening, something you grew up with, please send your recipes as well because I'm right now completely all about mango.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's like, wait, how is it that I haven't been eating these all my life?
Right.
Maybe because I didn't grow up somewhere where they grew, but they are just really a lovely, lovely fruit with so many possibilities.
Here Now Resident Chef Kathy Gunst. Again, all her recipes and mango tips as well at herenow.org. Kathy, thanks.
Thanks, Robin.